Blog Talk Radio.
Fantasy football freaks and geeks and fantasy football novelists. We are here live and in effect on season one, episode 23, edition of Inside Fantasy Football Podcast. I am the guru and I'm excited to be here with you. We just had a little bit of a technical freeze-up right there, but I'm glad to be with you for this episode one, or excuse me, season one, episode 23 edition of Inside Fantasy Football. Again, I am the guru, and we're going to look at week 14 waiver wire goals. Also, we're going to look at some of the news. Christian Kirk put on an IR with a broken foot. Landon Collins put on IR, going to have a shoulder surgery for his shoulder. He got injured this past weekend. The Kareem Hunt saga just keeps going and going. I know there's a lot of news that y'all really want to look at, but I'm sorry, we're going to go ahead and jump to the waiver wire. This has been a long week for me. I'm not going to deny it to y'all. Y'all can probably tell my voice. I am tired, but I wanted to get this podcast out to you, the ones that listen to it. I appreciate your listening. I appreciate you listening. Thank you very much. Me want to do the podcast even more for y'all. So let's jump into the week 14 waiver wire goal. And I'm going to start with the wide receivers. And that's the waiver wire goal that I pick up there in 50% or less of most leagues. First one I'm going with is Tampa Bay wide receiver Adam Humphries, 50% on. Playing New Orleans this week. Since week 8, Humphries is the number 8 ranked wide receiver. Also for Tampa Bay, Chris Godwin, 46% owned versus New Orleans. He has been having a monster games with D-Jax not playing, so watch out for him. Denver wide receiver, Courtland Sutton, 49% owned. Courtland Sutton got a – he did reach the end zone in week 13. He should do it again in week 14. They are playing San Francisco. But Emmanuel Sanders was placed on the IR. So this makes Courtland Sutton the de facto number one wide receiver. Dante Pettis, San Francisco wide receiver. They are playing Denver. He is 4% owned. He had a big week in week 13 with Marquise Goodwin and Pierre Garçon. With him being out, he does have a rough matchup against the Broncos, but with Chris Harris Jr. out, he could be in store for another big week. Just some random mentions. John Ross with A.J. Green being done for the year. He's back on IR. he's done. But with John Ross, you're banking on touchdowns. They are playing the Chargers. Anthony Miller playing the Rams. Bruce Ellington played in Arizona. And then you got the Williams brothers for the Chargers, Trell Williams and Mike Williams. They both have a juicy matchup, but of the two, Mike Williams would be probably the one we'd go with on this matchup. And the last one going against Carolina, Cleveland wide receiver Antonio Callaway. I know he's been hit and miss all season, so has John Ross. Callaway is going up against a Carolina secondary that for the first 8 weeks of the season that was playing good, but since then, I believe even Kelvin Benjamin, who was released by the Buffalo Bills, but signed by Kansas City, go figure, I believe he could even catch a passes against this Carolina secondary where they're playing in 4 weeks. And I hate to bust my boys, the Carolina Panthers, my team, my hometown team, but just calling them as I see them. Running backs, main waiver wire pickups. I have the running back by committee out of Pittsburgh with James Conner missing week 14. At first, Coach Thomas said, oh, no, it's just a minor injury, but it's turned out to be an ankle sprain. And we don't know how long he'll be out, but Pittsburgh, Jalen Samuels, who is also tight end eligible, and Stephen Ridley. Jalen is 9% owned, and Stephen Ridley is 1% owned. Jalen is a better pass catcher. Either way, it is a great matchup for the Steelers as they travel to Oakland. I myself would take Jalen Samuels because not only do you get the running back block, you can get the tight end block. So either way, stick him in your lineup at one of them two positions. Now, the next one, and some people are going to question, is Justin Jackson, LAC, for the Chargers. Melvin Gordon has already been ruled out. Jackson seemed to give the Chargers a boost in the second half of the Week 13 matchup versus Steelers. He could also eat in the Austin Eckler's work. But me, my main pick of the week is San Francisco Jeff Wilson Jr., 1% on. Wilson has been productive filling in for Matt Breida. Well, it's already been announced Breida is missing week 14. A matchup against Denver is not ideal, but maybe Williams can get it done in the passing game. He had 8 catches for 73 yards on 9 targets in week 13. Excuse me. The tight end situation has been awful this year. Greg Olsen has been placed on IR. Ian Thomas, the rookie out of Indiana. CJ Uzma for Cincinnati. And Vance McDonald, Pittsburgh. That's really the best one, I would say, pick up. Unfortunately, with the tight ends, if you don't have one of the big, I would say big three, but Gronk has been a letdown. The big two, Kelsey and Ertz, then lower tier Kittle out of San Francisco, and started tier two. Did it's a crap shoot with the tight ends this year. And I really just have QBs, if he's still out there, Baker Mayfield against Carolina's defense, I hate to say it, it kills me. But Baker's got a good matchup. Lamar Jackson, Baltimore versus Kansas City, going to be some points put up here. If Lamar Jackson doesn't do it with his legs, with his arm, he's going to do it with his legs. Same with Josh Allen versus the Jets. Josh Allen has put up over 200 rushing yards, I believe, in the past two starts. And he's going to get a Jets defense that is given up points left and right. We're going to take a quick break before we hit the kickers and team defenses and IDPs. We'll be back after this quick break. Welcome back, everyone. Now, we'll look at defenses real quick. Week 14, Chargers against the Bengals. Chargers looking good, especially since Joey Bosa's back. And they're going against Jeff Driskel and the Bengals offense, which is a mess. New Orleans Saints going against Tampa Bay. Buccaneers. New Orleans has the hottest defense in fantasy football scoring. Now, this is standard league points right here. Scoring 13 or more points in each of its last three games while allowing fewer than 14 points a game. The recent streak of success should continue versus the Bucs, as home defense have put up an average of more than 10 fantasy points against the Bucs. Denver Broncos defense going against San Francisco, a good matchup. Denver's defense looked real good last week versus the Bengals, posting 4 sacks. And this, since we're in fantasy playoff time, I would ride with Denver for the next 3 weeks. If you're in most leagues, your quarterfinals, semifinals, and finals is these. Starting this week, I'd ride Denver all the way throughout to the championship week myself. Buffalo Bills versus Jets. Well, I know the Buffalo Bills offense last week exploded. They're not reliable, but their defense is good, folks, and they are playing the hapless Jets, who could have Sam Darnold returning this week. But I would pick up one of them defenses right there to stream them. If you're in need of a streaming defense, hopefully you have your steady defense to choose from. If not, right there are some good options for you. We'll look at kickers real quick. And kickers can be a fickle bunch to choose from. But I've been streaming them all season long. Some games have been, I'll be honest, a little bit hit or miss. But Kami Firebaum, Houston Texans versus Indianapolis Colts. He scored a combined, now this is entirely 42 fantasy points over the last three games. And he put up 13 points on the last, 13 points on the Colts back in week four. And he should do it again, as this may end up being a high-scoring fair. Jason Myers versus Buffalo Bills. Brett Maher versus Philadelphia Eagles. Mike Bagley versus Cincinnati Bengals. Chris Boswell versus Oakland. Just looking through right here and see if there's any more. None that I see. Let's hit the IDPs real quick. The IDPs this week, I'm going with Jonathan Allen, Washington. Allen has emerged as a consistent all-around threat in his sophomore season, as a big reason why Washington defensive front has established itself as a force in the NFC East. He has 43 total tackles on the season to go along with 5 sacks. More importantly, he faces off against a Giants offense line who's given up 41 sacks, third most in the league. I like Allen's chance of notching a sack this week in a must-win game. B.J. Hill, New York Giants, the trade of Damian Harrison to Detroit opened up the door for Hill, who was a third-round pick this year, to assume a larger, more prominent role in defense, and rookie has made the most of the opportunity, averaging 3 solo tackles a game since trade. He is coming off a 3-sack performance last week. Although he's not likely to become a significant contributor in the sack column, he has already shown gusto to be a tackle perspective to warrant rostering in relatively deep dynasty leagues that are more tackle heavy. Linebackers, Hardy Nixon, Cincinnati. Nixon came in the game to replace Vontaze Burfict and then played every down. He put up 4 tackles on just 34% of the snap, which translates to around 12 total tackles if he played a full game. He had 11 total tacks in the other game he filled in with Burfict back in week 11. So the tackle rate is legit. And if Burfict were to miss time, Nickerson becomes a solid LB3 option in standard leagues. Defensive backs, B.W. Webb, the cornerback for New York Giants. He racked up 5 or more solo tackles in the 3 of his last 4 contests, go along with an interception, forced fumble, 3 pass deflection. He gets the pleasure of going up against Mark Sanchez this week, which dramatically improves his chance of interception. Consider him a high-floor CB2 option with some big play upside in week 4. Eli Apple out of New Orleans, great pickup. He's going against Tampa Bay. Yeah, and given that he plays opposite of arguably one of the elite corners in Marshawn Lattimore, expect those opportunities to keep coming his way. He has been a sneaky top 10 fantasy cornerback in a lot of leagues since he was traded away from New York to New Orleans. So that has been your week 14 waiver wire gold. I know it was a short show compared to usual, folks. I do apologize, but I am dragging, as you can tell, with still not being able to shake this cold and with work going on. Best of luck to you in the fantasy playoffs this week. We will be back hopefully at a regular time next week. I'm not going to promise anything. It depends on my work schedules. But we will see y'all next week. Good luck in the fantasy playoffs, folks. This has been the Guru signing off.